Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are continuing our Irish shenanigans here.
Tis the season, man. Chlorichon trap? Are we saying that right?
I'm going to say yes.
I just noticed you're rocking the fucking the Beer Buddies Irish shirt.
Yeah, Beer Buddies shirt.
That's good.
I got another one for this weekend, too.
That's funny. He's got the beard and everything.
We drank the mild Irish red on the last episode, so rather than doing another Irish red, I figured let's go Irish stout.
Yeah, very timely, as usual, Brad. This is Illuminated Brew Works, Northwest Side, Norwood Park, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Far Northwest Side.
They got their St. Patrick's Day, like, parade, party, not Illuminated, but Norwood Park does.
Okay.
This weekend, too. They have their own.
Yeah, there's a handful of big ones. I know there's the one downtown, but then there's obviously the Southside one.
Right.
And there's this one. Yeah. So I think Chlorotron, we had to look this up, man. A Chlorotron is a mythical creature in Irish lore similar to a leprechaun, but some slight differences.
Okay.
What
are they?
Leprechauns roll in packs or in groups.
Okay.
And Chlorotrons live a solitary life. Leprechauns protect gold. Chlorotrons do not. They protect wine.
Oh, okay.
So if you see a Chlorotron and call him a leprechaun, I mean, he might fuck you up. You know?
Right.
You know, so.
Then I feel like catching a leprechaun has got to be pretty easy because they are in packs, right?
Yeah.
So if you miss one, you just, like, grab the other one. But this beer is super tasty. I really don't drink a lot of Irish stouts. Even during the season, I tend to go for the Irish reds.
Yeah.
But, you know, Guinness and everything, those low ABV stouts are really nice.
I agree. Big flavor, too.
Right.
You know, I think we were talking about, earlier you were talking about off color, and I was like, they have a dark beer. But just dark beers that are low ABV would have a ton of flavor.
Yeah.
Just make me happy.
They have that Cascadian, or not Cascadian, the Czech Dark Lager.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I got recently because I was over there. I'm jumping ahead.
Right,
but
right.
That beer is great. I had to ask what I should get because I was just going to get that. And I was recommended the Italian Pils, I believe.
Is that their new one, the pizza beer?
Yes, beer for pizza. Fantastic. That beer was great. But then I had to go with the Czech Lager after that.
Yeah, I think... Well, they're classically trained under the umbrella of Metropolitan. You don't think of them that way, you know, because they got the mouse on everything. And they do all these zany old styles that people almost forgot about a lot of times. They're super into yeast. You know, they're mixing yeast with fucking Allagash, and they're doing all these yeast forward beers. You forget that they can work their way around a lager pretty good over at Off Color.
Right. So I'm like, oh, give me that Italian Pils. Give me that Czech Dark Lager. It's like, this is... It's kind of nuts. This is where I want to be. And it was happening there. I think it was it might have been a Thursday night or a Friday night.
At the old Mousetrap.
Yeah,
at
the Mousetrap.
I don't think you can go into the original one anymore. I was over there because I tried to go into one Saturday. You know, I popped in for those birria tacos around the corner from Mousetrap.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'll go to Mousetrap. I'll go to Pipeworks. And Saturday afternoon, neither one of them were open. So,
well, you got the Mousetrap.
Yeah,
that was one of my stops, and just a good time there. I think it was Square Pizza also making pizzas in the corner.
That's a Detroit style pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not too bad. So if you haven't been to the Mousetrap in a while, I don't know, they got a wide variety of beers going on there.
It's one of the best. Mousetrap's one of the best breweries around.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Then I made it all the way over to the south side. I went to Horse Thief Hollow.
Right on. So this is the very southern edge of town.
Yeah.
Fucking like 107th and Western or something.
Yeah. I went, I saw that they had an Irish Red on, and I thought they would have had some Irish food going, but I went 2 weekends ago, 1 weekend, no Irish grub yet.
What do you do on the Irish grub side? You do like the fish and chips, the corned beef, hash?
Yeah, corned beef and cabbage, corned beef sandwich, something like that. But maybe it was on the dinner menu or, you know, a shepherd's pie.
Oh, shepherd's pie.
Been good. Huh. But they didn't have any of that, so.
I don't know much about the shepherd's pie, though.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I just got the burger. Burger's fine.
Well, bar food.
Yeah, it wasn't a top tier burger, but it was good.
That's too bad. We don't have time to be playing with these burgers.
I know. I did have the Red Hot Ranch burger.
Okay.
Finally.
I haven't been there forever. I remember one time you invited me to a party and the lady lived all right around the corner from a Red Hot Ranch. So I went there before I went to this party. Okay. That's the only time I've been. With Ashland and fucking Belmont. Right.
It's a great burger and for the price, it's good.
Yeah. I think that's why people like it. It's just like no frills, good price, and just kind of easy and well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But the beer over at Horse Thief Hollow, excellent.
Okay.
They're making good beer. I was thinking of going then to 30 Shelter, not 30 Shelter.
The one down the street?
Open Outcry.
Yeah.
But I just skipped it and decided not to.
Yeah.
But did then on our like drive back, we swung by... Midwest Coast.
Nice. Chicago Brewing District?
Yeah.
Is it still?
I guess.
That far west? Chicago Brewing District adjacent.
Yeah.
They're just outside the district, I feel like. Yeah, but like steps from United Center.
Right. They're the greater land of the Chicago Brewing District.
they're on the outskirts of the CBD.
The amount of dogs and kids equal the actual beer drinkers.
They found their tribe, you know. Their tribe must be dogs and children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I grabbed one beer. I think I tried to get their Irish Red and it was gone. And I got another beer.
Mm.
It was fine.
No. I remember ESB being good from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot of their beers for some reason.
Right. One reason we stopped there is because I hadn't been there a while, and driving back from Horse Thief Hollow, we had stopped at a couple other places. Like, kind of got to use the bathroom too. So let's go in, grab a beer, pee.
Yeah.
Just work our way back home.
Fair. You know, they had rooftop plans at one point.
I think they're still supposed to build that back out.
Okay.
I don't know what. Or if that changed, or they couldn't do the rooftop, or they can't do the back patio, something with the L. I forget. I feel like someone mentioned this to us. But.
Yeah, Midwest Coast. They package, right?
Yeah, because they did when I was at the store at Binny's recently. The Irish Red was in cans, so it's sitting in the cooler, ready for St. Patrick's Day celebration this weekend.
What's been your top tier local Irish beer so far? It could be red or stout or otherwise.
Dicey Riley.
Yeah.
Just always lit. I had one last night, Hop Leaf.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, that's where I want to be.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I hear that.
Although I also had the Schwartz beer from Golden.
Goldfinger?
Goldfinger.
I had a Schwartz beer from Goldfinger at fucking Beer Temple and it was out of control.
Yeah. This was at
unreal.
Hop Leaf. I was like, this is great.
It's unreal. There's a depth of flavor on this lager that I was just kind of, I didn't know what to do myself.
And it's like 4.3, you know, we're getting a lot of flavor out of this 4.8 Irish Stout.
Yeah.
So similar vibe a little bit, but that Schwartz beer from Golden, that would be like a top beer of the year, I think.
It was really fucking good. Well, now, So this reminds me, I went to Spiteful. Now I'm jumping ahead because there, I had a there's a Schwartz beer and then there's a CDL.
From Goldfinger?
No, that was at Spiteful.
Oh.
So, but I'm trying to think if I had the Schwartz beer or did I have a CDL from Goldfinger. I definitely had a dark beer because I had a Belgian double from them.
Okay.
Which was not the dark beer. But I think I had the CDL. And I'm saying that because I think the CDL and the Schwartz beer are different beers.
Oh, so you didn't have. You said the CDL is outstanding.
The CDL is money. At fucking On Draft at Beer Temple, it's money. It's like, it's bigger. It's like 6.8.
Okay, the Schwartz beer is like 4.3.
So they are different beers.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we cleared that up. Yeah. Right. So I didn't have the Goldfinger Schwartz beer. I had the Goldfinger Czech Dark Lager.
Okay, I guess yeah. I gotta have that now.
It was so fun, man. It was really fun.
The Czech Dark, it's the year of the Czech Dark Lager.
I would say so. Yeah. Now you're making me want to go to Mousetrap because I do like their lagers, and they take a lot of pride in having different lager styles all at once.
Right, and so, then you get the glass and everything, too.
You know, proper glassware, and then the Mousetrap's just a good vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
So you were at Spiteful then,
too? Oh, yeah, that's right. Shout out to Spiteful, man. Just went there, like, on some Sunday morning shit, you know, just to get out the house.
Okay.
Sat in the windows, and I was like, is this the same beer? Let me get it twice then. Because they were similar ABVs. Let me get the Schwartz beer, and then let me get their Czech Dark.
From Spiteful?
From Spiteful. Okay. They were both taproom only, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got both. Okay. And, yeah, they were different beers. They were different beers, man. The Schwartz beer, they're both lagers. The Schwartz beer is 5. The Czech Dark Lager is 6%.
Okay.
The Czech Dark Lager was more malt forward and had your classic dark chocolate and coffee notes. Where the Schwartz beer had a very noticeable hop aroma and taste that was different from they were different beers. They look the exact same and they're 1% apart. So I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It has nothing on Goldfinger's.
Goldfinger's is a different animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right. These were fun. I actually like as far as CDLs go, I think I like the I like Spiteful Schwartz beer way more than I like their CDL.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. But I didn't realize until now we're having this talk, I didn't realize. Because, you know, Schwartz beer just means, you know, dark beer, you know, black beer. So that could be anything. But
I was stout as a Schwartz beer.
I mean, right? Right?
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. I feel like I only go to Spiteful in the summertime for some reason. Mm. Like, I think it's just maybe the space, just I want the windows open or the garage doors open and I want to hang out there.
Yeah, I've been in the mood lately to try everybody's lager so I can just know in my head, okay, do I like this more or less than Cold Time? Cold Time's my control.
Okay.
Do I like it more or less than Cold Time? And then that way I'm going out, I'm not ordering stouts, I'm not getting hammered, you know. It's actually a fun thing that I've actually never tried to focus on. I usually go in
one
and
style.
I go in and I'm like, what do they like you're saying, what do they make the best? You know, what's got the most hops? That's been me up to this point. So this is my first time kind of doing this. That's fine.
Okay. That's why I like the seasonal things of like even being at Hop Leaf and being like, well, I haven't had a Dicey Riley yet. Let's do that. And going out the Horse Thief Hollow for the Irish Red. Like, what's that? So it's fun that way. Oh. So you did Spiteful. Where else did you make it to?
Man, shout out to Eris. I popped in there for a second. Eris is a cidery and a brewery. The head on these on this
It's like a cola carbonation level that's happening.
It goes away so fast. It's kind of creepy. That's because, you know,
that's got to entice the chloroquine.
So this brewery cidery has no beer of their own on. All they have is cider.
They're not a brewery.
They're not a brewery at the moment. They have 2 guest drafts. So I'm like, they have the dry hop lager from Old Irving on.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'll have that. I think it's Koji or Doji.
Doji.
I think it's Doji. Yeah. So I had that. Okay. And So I don't even know why I mentioned I went there. I didn't try anything of theirs.
Okay.
So.
But that's weird that they don't have this beer. And I think I mentioned it, I don't know, years ago on the podcast. I was like, I've gone there and there's been no beer. I don't understand what this place is doing. They got all those tanks. tanks recently.
They have a huge four-level space. They have a huge outdoor space. Yeah, they have seating, like an actual patio, and then they have this concrete parking lot thing that's kind of built for a party.
Yeah.
It's an amazing space, considering where it is, you know, as far as, you know, just sheer square footage-wise.
Right.
They don't have any beer, though, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So.
And then... You made the short fuse, right?
Yeah,
or
man.
Anything else before we get into that? There's a bigger topic with short fuse here.
There is a bigger topic with short fuse. I did go to short fuse. Oh, we're recapping. Because we did record last week, so we're recapping a couple weeks. I went to the Rev Wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The Warrior Wrestling at Rev is an independent professional wrestling crew. Okay. They did 5 matches at Revolution at Rev Kedzie in the brew house. And the guys were like, the guys who worked there, they were like, this is the wildest thing we've ever done. The people who worked there were like really excited. So I'm kind of hanging out with them.
Oh, cool.
And there's like this little, I didn't have a VIP ticket. I'm at the bar. I see our guy, you know, Carruthers.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the VIP with the Rev guys.
Cool.
And it's like the HR and, you know, a bunch of other people. And, you know, I have so much respect for wrestlers seeing it up close now.
Okay.
Right? Because like.
Was it real wrestling or was it?
They're beating the shit out of each other,
or was
Brad.
It like WWF, like, you know, like, not like rehearsed kind of stuff.
Like they were fucking each other up. Like I'm like, I thought this would have been more like a performance art, you know, like high stakes, fast paced performance art. This was violence. They're steel chairs, you know, they're throwing each other out the ring. You're leaping outside the ring and fucking people up. You know, they're going into the crowd. You know, they're like kicking each other pretty hard, like the chest chops. I'm like, some of this stuff you can't fake, like smacking somebody as hard as you can across the chest. And it's such a small proximity. I'm like, wow.
Well, they're good at like knowing that stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to try it one day. We should try it at one of these parties, man. but yeah, it was a good hang, man. I think they had a really tight list of beers they were serving. So Cold Time, the hero that they're serving at C2E2, the comic book hero, I forget which one that is, and Anti-Hero.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's it. Those are the only beers you can buy in cans. Okay. So it was cool. It was a fun time. Nice. So cheers to them, man. Because, that was really good.
I did see Rev is now... beer or the sponsor of the Chicago Sky?
Yeah, that's right. It looks like they're the official sponsor of the Chicago Sky, and then they have a...
They've been kicked out of all the other places, one by one.
They have a section, right? They have a section at the Chicago Sky game. I was just reading this. What did it say?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the first time that a WNBA team has partnered with a brewery.
Oh.
So every timeout will be a Cold Time timeout for the home team. And then there's a hero deck. So they have their own section at Chicago Sky Games. So Revolution is the official craft beer of the Chicago Sky.
Nice. I believe the season, did it already kick off or it's starting? It starts like halfway through the NBA, like halfway through the back half of the NBA season. Kind of like there's a little bit of an overlap and Sky runs more. Throughout the summer.
Exactly. Yeah, they tip off May 15th.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So for all 30-second and 60-second timeouts, they will be branded as Cold Time timeouts, and they'll have this option. So good for them.
That's cool. Where do they play at? Wintrust?
Wintrust Arena.
Yeah.
That's in South Loop.
Okay.
So it's like walking distance from Dunier.
Oh.
Right off.
Yeah. I have more of a reason to make it to a game now or go out there. I've never watched games on TV before, but I've never, like, gone to a Sky game.
They won the title like 3 summers ago. Yeah, so Rev is they have partnerships with the Chicago Fire, the soccer team, and now Chicago Sky.
Oh, that's right, they're Chicago Fire.
Yeah, so
very cool. Awesome. All right, so short fuse, we got a tip.
Yeah, anonymous tip.
Yeah, we'll just say that. Yeah. Short Fuse bought the Metropolitan IP. So during all the auction, when all the equipment and everything was happening, one of them was all of the rights to the recipes, the names, the logos, yeah. Every social media accounts.
Yeah, best practices on how to make the stuff. Yeah. Everything.
Short Fuse bought this.
Yeah. I think the auction closed at 112K.
They bought it for 112K.
Yeah. The Metropolitan's intellectual property. Not the equipment. Because the auction that sold their equipment also sold Metro's IP separately.
Yeah.
All part of the same auction.
And I think when this happened, we joked, I think I said, like, I can't imagine the recipes would be worth that much because you should, as a brewer, you should be able to get pretty close to whatever is happening in that beer, right?
I imagine it would be worth it if you're making that beer and then branding that beer, right? Then it becomes more worth it. But if you're buying it
just for the recipe,
then that seems like a steep price.
Especially a lager that everyone makes lagers now. So not to Metro, they were good lagers, but not that high of a.
It's not like they're using a yeast strain from, like, you know, Weinstephanen or some classic
secret one that German brewery added a little hot sauce to. Like, they did something special that no one knew or something, right?
You know, my buddy Dan's like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, 120K ain't really a whole lot of cash. So
I guess that's true. When Metro at the end was like $2 million in debt.
Yeah.
120 is not that much.
I think when you look at Short Fuse as an operation in Schiller Park, Illinois, hello, I think it's the town next to Rosemont is Schiller Park.
Which, is Rosemont really a town? Because it's really, does anyone live in Rosemont?
I don't know. They do have a big dumbass water tower with a giant rose covering it.
Right.
So on paper, they're a town, but who lives in Rosemont? I've never met anyone from Rosemont.
I've never seen a house in Rosemont.
And it's weird because the city,
I guess, if you live owns, at the hotel.
The city owns the airport, so road all this. There's this one road that runs to the airport. That road is Chicago. On both sides of the road is Rosemont, and then when you get to this big ass airport, this airport is Chicago. And Rosemont's a weird town. Something's not right about Rosemont.
Yeah, it's weird, like, just convention center with the Chicago Dogs.
Yeah. That's convention center, outlet malls, and then all the restaurants you can find downtown. Yeah. So it's in the shadow of that, right. This Schiller Park place.
It's like Chicago needed to carve out this little thing to put a bunch of stuff that they didn't want to.
I think there's the
fall under the
politics.
Chicago.
The politics there, right? Like, I think I remember reading this where, like, I think since it's been in a town, like, one family's been in office the entire time.
Just because probably one house, and you gotta live.
But then they're getting a lot of tax money from all the things that happen in Rosemont, right. All those hotels, all those convention centers. You know,
I guess you don't always have to live in a town.
So
to be mayor of the town, maybe I should run for Rosemont mayor.
Rosemont's a town you're for sure not gonna win in.
Who votes though? If no one lives there.
Well, if there's an entire family and the old family's only been there, the family has only been the mayor. That no one outside that family has ever been mayor. So how is someone else gonna come in and be mayor? I don't think it's gonna happen. You know. But Short Fuse has 21 drafts. None of them are lagers. So if you're Short Fuse, this actually makes a lot of sense for your portfolio. You got this huge space, right? Like 8,000 square feet. They got these 30 barrel tanks. And, you know, I imagine, I could be wrong, I imagine they get a lot of folks in there saying, give me something that tastes like Modelo. Give me something that tastes like Miller Lite. I imagine it's that kind of crowd that's coming in there. And all they can offer them is the fucking Berry White, which is, you know, a fucking a wheat beer with gummy bears in it.
Right.
That's the closest they can get.
Especially if you're at the convention center or you're in town, they are the closest brewery to the airport. So you're going to have people coming in there. They're like, well, this is a Chicago. This is an Illinois brewery. This is a local brewery. What are you guys doing? And they're like, we've got beers. We put gummy bears in.
Right. So
what the fuck is going on?
If you're Short Fuse, right? This makes a lot of sense that you would buy Metro. I think we were talking in the pre-show that they were the 2021 GABF Small Brewery of the Year, Short Fuse. Because I think that's calculated by how many medals you won. And they won two medals. Yeah. And it was, and so that's why they won this distinction. Oh, but if there's any time to bet on yourself, it would be now, right? Like, hey, people, if there, we have a following. This place always has people in it. We got these awards, right? We got a FOBAB medal under our belt. Like, what are we missing to keep this train rolling? We don't have any lagers. Why are we fucking around trying to experiment with lagers? We got cash, clearly. Let's go buy these lagers that we know sell. So it kind of makes sense.
Maybe, yeah. Like, how many, maybe they messed around with some and they're like, these aren't working. And like, well, what? We got to, how many more times are we going to mess up before they're like, well, 120K to just have the right recipe?
What's the bigger play here, though, for the brand Metro? Like,
right, is Short Fuse then going to brand these as Metro lagers?
Do you, Short Fuse? Do you co-brand that space and have, you know, Metro beers pouring from one end of the hall and Short Fuse beers pouring from the other end of the hall? Or, like, how do you incorporate this other stuff you bought with all the IP and stuff?
Or do you just not tell anybody and just start brewing it and you just did it?
You just kind of have a casual, oh, we casually have 8 lagers on and they may or may not be called Short Fuse beers.
Right. Yeah. We just happen to have this new beer called Crankshaft.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I'm in there and I get the Hurt Locker, which I think was one of their kettle sours that won a medal. It's like a fruited kettle sour.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm kind of casually asking the guys, you know, I never go into a place in reporter mode like, hey, you know, I'm Nick and I'm from this thing. I'm just a dude at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of me. So, you know, I'm kind of casually talking about it. And this dude want nothing to do with me asking him about this IP. He gives me my beer and I'm like, hey, man, I heard you. There's a rumor that you guys fucking bought Metro's IP. And he's just giving me this look like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's crazy talk. Who? Where'd you hear that?
It's like, and, I got sources.
Yeah. And then, but he's, you know, he's kind of smiling the whole time while he's doing this. So the fix is in. So I know to ask him more about it. So he comes back around, you know, and I'm like, hey, I know you didn't say you bought it, but in theory, how would it work? Would you guys consider changing your name? And he's like, I don't think we would ever do that. You know, and then I just kind of drop it after that. And on my way out the door, he goes, yeah, man, if you guys come back, you know, we're going to have a Kolsch con. And then he's like, it may or may not be Crankshaft. So it was a pretty funny exchange between me and this redhead guy.
Okay.
At Short Fuse.
I don't know if it's good calling the Metro or Metropolitan lagers. Like, is that name, do people want beers from Metropolitan? Obviously, they didn't want beers from Metropolitan, right? So I think just...
We already said goodbye to this brand. We said goodbye to the thing.
We said goodbye to, like, Bader Brow and Sepps multiple times.
And, you know, we said goodbye to the thing that Doug and Tracy built, right?
Right.
To their space. So it's like, it's from a Chicagoan perspective, that ship has sailed. We said our final goodbyes. This whole back from the dead thing is more like, it's more akin to like, sure, Ric Flair at one point was the Ric Flair we all known to be, but then later on he went and joined like a smaller independent wrestling circuit thing, and like nobody cared.
You're right.
I think this is more akin to
right,
that.
Metropolitan is Doug and Tracy, not the beers, right?
Right.
So if they pop back up, we'll see if Short Fuse can make them work. Cause...
And to their credit, I don't think they didn't want anything to do with people recognizing these beers as Metro beers. They were kind of downplaying it. And I kind of feel like they're just going to put some lagers on draft because they don't have any lagers. They were out of 7 beers. They had 21 draft lines and they were out of 7 beers. So that's kind of peculiar, you know, a space that's got so much tank space. Like there's no... It feels intentional to be out of 7 beers when you got a 30-barrel system and 6 fermenters that are also 30 barrels.
Yeah.
It's intentional that you're out of these beers.
You're changing something. You're possibly doing something. Maybe you're between brewers, too.
It could be that. Yeah. Because that was the Aris thing. Aris doesn't have it. I don't know if they have one. He just got them. But they were changing over brewers, and they're not making any beer.
We gotta get a new brewer who gets up to speed, will get these recipes, and be like, brew these beers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it still is interesting, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, are you going to Short Fuse because they have lagers now? I think you're going to Short Fuse. I think you're going to Short Fuse anyway. I think you are a Short Fuse loyalist. And for those people that like going there, now you'll have lagers.
I find myself at Short Fuse when I'm possibly at the convention center or the Chicago Dogs game, or I decide like what's possibly the closest brewery that's not in Chicago that I can go to.
Yeah, that's true. Because oddly enough, when you leave Short Fuse to get to Metro, I'm sorry, you leave Short Fuse to get to Aris, you just take Irving Park Road all the way back in. Oh. Like your Short Fuse kind of sits off of Montrose. You don't think about it like that.
Oh,
Short Fuse is like super, it's just really far west. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, you're right. It is, it's as close as you can get to the city without being in the city.
Right.
It's either that or Evanston, right? And when, why the fuck are you going to Evanston?
Well, you got Sketchbook Skokie, you got the other people.
Oh, Temperance.
Temperance, but also the car people.
Double Clutch. Yeah, that's true. Oh, there's a Papa Burger guy who used to work at Al Cheval and Babette's that's doing burgers at Temperance this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I might, it's tomorrow. I think I might pop in there.
Oh, tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. I might pop in. I just see what's going on with this Al Cheval guy. I'm like,
yeah, that's interesting.
That's peculiar. Yeah. Because shout out to Dunier. I wanted to get in on this Chicago Secret Burger at Dunier this weekend. They're doing a patty melt version of it. Tickets sold out so quick.
Oh, shit.
So quick. You couldn't get in on it. But that sounded good. They never do a patty melt. So, and I, you know, I never go to Dunier really.
I'm a sucker for a patty melt.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Oh, man.
So
that's the, I guess that's the crazy news. I don't know. I have weird feelings. Like, am I going to go to Short Fuse? Maybe. To see if these are what I remember. But then I was like, I wasn't going to Metro to drink Jitterator. I was going to Metro because I liked the space. I enjoyed the beers, but Crankshaft wasn't bringing me in there.
Right. That's why I don't think it's a play for... It doesn't make Short Fuse necessarily... Well, for the sake of getting to the bottom of this rumor, it made Short Fuse a destination, sure. And I happened to be in the burbs that day. So, yeah, and from that point of view. But in the grand scheme of things, as a Chicagoan, it's not going to make Short Fuse any more of a destination for anybody in Chicago.
And Metro, as we're talking, the year of the Czech Dark Lager, Metro didn't have one.
No. I was more likely to go to...
They had a Schwartz beer.
They had the coffee. I think the coffee thing was the best thing they had going.
Right. So
the coffee beer series.
They should have been on this Czech Lager thing years ago.
The
Czech Lager and the...
They did have seasonal dark beers, but I think theirs was the Copper Lager.
Right.
Dynamo, right? Mm-hmm. Dynamo Copper Lager was their big winter beer. And then obviously Afterburner, the Oktoberfest. I think that was their focus for bigger, darker lagers.
True.
Yeah. So. But I mean, if I'm leaving Lake Forest, coming back in, and I see some lagers on there, I might stop by there. I might do that.
Okay. I know you go. Alarmist usually has their lager on. Why am I blanking on the name?
Oh, over in Saganash.
Yeah.
Which is a little closer to the city, too. Yeah. A little coming back in.
Crispy Boy.
That's true. They pretty much always have the juice in Crispy Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crispy Boy delivers, so maybe they need a Czech Dark Lager, too. All right. Any other news or anything else to mention before we wrap up here?
Man, Aris did a collaboration beer with over 100 women in Chicagoland.
Lies. There's no beer.
They allegedly did this beer. March 14th, it's debuting. It's called Vibes Since 1920. It's a collab.
Opening day of the sky.
Community women. Yeah. No, that's May.
Oh, May.
Sky is May.
May, sick. Oh.
So this is a collab with Solemn Oath and Hidden Hands. Yeah, so... They have a pale ale that they made with women because it's International Women's Month.
Month, yeah.
And then was it also International Women's Day.
Last Friday was International Women's Day.
Yeah. So, you saw a few of these beers go around. Workforce, they had one.
Okay.
I thought I had screenshots of the other folks that made them. Every time I saw one, I took a screenshot. But that's the first screen that came to mind. So.
Okay. So that's cool. So that debuts in about a month. Nice.
No, March 14th. So today.
Oh, today's March.
Yeah. The sky game is in May.
I don't even know what day. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Cool. So they do have beer then now. It should have beer.
Right. This is weird because did they make it with Solemn Oath and now it's just going to pour there? Because I was there yesterday and there was no house beer.
Well, that's because it debuted today.
Oh, so if I go back today, I already had the pie, so I'm not going back. But if I go back today, then maybe this beer is on.
Okay. Nice. Anything else you see or saw?
No. I think that's it. There were a handful of these beers. But I've let you guys down. I can't name the brew that had them. But.
Damn. All right. Well, this is our, I think, second illuminated beer in the past, like, 6 months or so. So I'm kind of digging what they're putting down at this, like, cult layer of a brewery. I'm not sure what to think, but I think it's a great spot in Norwood Park. So if you haven't been up there, check this out.
Oh, Dovetail did an International Women's Day beer with the Pink Boots Brew Society. It's called Riveting Rouge.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there is a speaking of Riveting Rouge, there's a new brewery in town. It's a project that's at Miskatonic. It's a side project at Miskatonic. Because it's on, this Riveting Rouge is a collab at Hop Butcher. And Hop Butcher had this beer on, and it's like Seldom Brewing is the name of the crew.
Okay.
And when you look up Seldom Brewing, it's like they brew in Darien. And I'm like, wait, Miskatonic's in Darien. And then you go to their website, and it says that some of the brewers from Miskatonic have started a side project called Seldom Brewing.
So it's just Hidden Hands.
It's the Hidden Hands of Miskatonic. Yeah.
So everyone's just starting a second brewery now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the core beers are the core beers, and the folks there are like, hey, let's do something else.
Right. Because no one's going to buy your Irish Stout from Solemn Oath.
Or Miskatonic either, apparently.
Right, so you start another brewery, and you're like, we got this Irish Stout. Oh, I'll try this new brewery.
I thought it might have been like some friends from another region in the country or something.
Yeah.
But it's brewers and Darien, so, yeah.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Interesting, okay. I've never been to Miskatonic, so maybe that's up on my list to go to.
It's a ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it. Hopefully everyone has or had a safe St. Patrick's Day when this goes up. And maybe we'll be drinking more Irish Reds, but we got them behind us now.
Yeah. It's a fun transition, right? You know, that Irish Stout, Irish Red, Maybach, you know, that winter is...
Into spring mode.
It's always a good mode.
Yeah.
You know, baseball pretty soon. The both teams suck, but you get to hang out at the park and drink. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Until the new park's built, right?
if you're one who believes in such things, yes.
You need to believe, Nick. You'll never catch a Tron if you don't believe.
Don't call him a leprechaun if you see him.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.